Chunk Chat Freestyle for Sunday, August 31st, 2014. And most people are thinking this is the end of the dog days of podcasting, but it is not for me. I start early and I go late. So this is day 43. I forgot to mention last night, it was day 42. 42! Woohoo! Yeah, the podcast about life, the universe, and everything. Well, this is 43, so it must be one more, right? I am here at the Westin in the bottom of the lobby with Craig Stepp. And Robert, what's Robert's name?
Robert.
Does that make him Bob Bob?
Or do you want us RC?
I have Fuffy Frog and Scott Tyler and click, 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 click. Mad Marv is taking pictures furiously. He's going to have to put that thing down to record, and I'm going to take pictures of him. Or Craig will. Craig takes better pictures of me. And Mark, the Incaffeinated One, is here. We were hoping Clinton would show up, but we haven't seen him yet. So, it's Sunday. Dragon Con is not officially over. It is absolutely nuts outside. I'm going to work backwards in chronological order, since I can remember, it's a recency factor. I can remember things better the more recent they happen, and they will also trigger things that happened earlier in the day, instead of me jumping around all over the place. So, we are here in the Westin. Prior to this, we walked from the Hyatt, and on the way we saw a zombie walk. And we were walking on the sidewalk, ready to do cross the street. I forget which cross street it was. There's only two of them. But the first one, all I hear when the light turned white to walk is, "Zombies, walk!" And this man with a sign coming at me says, "Zombie walk" on it, followed by what must have been 100 or more zombies up the block, and we felt like salmon swimming upstream, looking at people with blood in their mouth and in their hair and bullet holes and arrows in their head and chest, and it looked like they were straight off of The Walking Dead. We saw some Sheriff Rick, we saw Michonne, we saw Daryl, and many more zombies. So I decided to have some fun with them and took out the sign that says "Free Awkward Hugs." And then they started coming at me. I thought that was a bad idea. Because I'm wearing my tux at this point for the Parsec Awards earlier. And didn't really want zombie blood and guts all over my tux. So then I put it down. And I held it up again a little later just to mess with them. And one lady broke character. She was going, she laughed at the sign. And then went back to character. And struggled off. On our way, we also stopped by the man on the corner by Jalapeno Charlie's and Fire of Brazil, who's playing his trumpet. And Craig was walking by with the holophoner. And the guy goes, "Oh, hey, man, that's cool. What is it? It's like a clarinet or something." And Craig goes, "Yeah, it's a holophoner." He goes, "What's a holophoner, man?" And Craig said, "Well, it's a clarinet. It's from Future." He's trying to explain what it is. "Oh, is it like you took it apart and painted it and all this stuff? Does it work? Does it play?" He goes, "I got like six trumpets and I wanted to deck one out." And he's talking about, he went on and on. I'm looking, "Oh, lights turned red, lights turned green, lights turned red, lights turned green. Can we go now? Lights turned red."
I was focused on the food we were hearing.
And then this other boy comes along and goes, "Oh, it's a holophoner. That's the coolest prop I've seen all week." Craig missed that part, otherwise his head would have exploded. Yeah. He's posing for a picture and he didn't hear the commentary. But the reason we were coming from the Hyatt is because we wanted to see Tom Smith, the famous Filker, at TomSmithOnline.com. Ding! We were introduced to Tom Smith about 4 years ago when Grant Pachoca was here and brought us down to the bowels of the Hyatt and two levels. Yeah, it really was. It was two escalators down, and it's like, wow, there's rooms down here?
Let's put it this way. We trusted Grant.
And we met this very large, jolly man who played some very funny, funny music. And it was bizarre. Scott got a taste of this tonight because everybody else besides us was singing along with these songs. It was like they grew up singing these songs from their childhood, and we couldn't understand it. Well, we bought a couple of his CDs, and I brought some to Julie, and she played them at college, and we played them back and forth, and we got to know a few songs, so the next year, we could be the weirdos singing along and having the fun. So, We wanted to see Tom. We got to his room about a half hour early, and he was just finishing up. So we're scratching our heads going, what? What? That's not what the sign says. It says Tom Smith and something else starts at...
Humdinger plunges.
No, 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 no. They weren't even on the agenda.
Oh, they weren't.
No, the humdinger... Bobbling humdingers or something. Bob. I can't remember. So they came in and took the stage and started playing. I mean, okay, that was kind of funny. Their audio levels were a little wonky. You couldn't hear the vocals quite right. They finally adjusted those. And we were hearing some of the songs. And they were pretty funny. But I wanted to laugh. I wanted a real belly roll that only Tom Smith can deliver. We keep an eye on, because Tom said, hey, I'm done. And I walked up and I said, Tom, are you playing tonight? He says, yeah, in about 10 minutes. All right. He goes to the back of the room, starts selling CDs from the previous show, and I'm keeping an eye on him while the other band is setting up. Turn around, still there selling CDs. They play a song, he's still selling CDs. They play two songs, he's selling CDs. It's 20 after 8. They're singing, he's selling. 8:30, they're singing, he's selling. About 8:40, I go upstairs to get Scott, who just came down and wanted to hear Tom Smith also. The only song he's ever heard is Badger Pajamas, which I played for him. We laughed, and we moved on. I go get Tom, come down, or I go get Scott, come down. We listen to a couple more songs by these bobbling humdingers. I can't remember their name. They were pretty good. But Craig's saying, I'm getting hungry, man. I'm getting hungry. So we decided to go upstairs and get a sandwich. And there's Tom Smith singing away to this impromptu crowd in the hallway. With no amps, no nothing. And we say, let's get the sandwiches, come back down here and eat them. We hear one song, Badger Pajamas. I'm singing along at the top of my lungs. And we had fun. And then we left. We came over here. We tried to get to Tom Smith as early as possible because we had just left the Parsec Awards, which was a whole lot of fun. Always is. Always is. Craig and I presented.
I didn't screw up much.
When we were talking to Fraser Cain last night, he was hoping, no, he was confident. He says, I'm going to win this year. He won. He won.
How long did it take him?
Clinton knew he was not going to win, and he did not win. So I guess the whole point is, be positive, be conviction that you will win a prize, and you will win a prize. I'm not sure how that's how it goes, but it was a whole lot of fun. Craig and I, we got our picture with Lord British, Richard Garriott. So Craig's now happy. Because last time, he wasn't paying attention 2 years ago when Julie was here. And Kyle took a picture with me, with Lord British. And then Craig looks at it later and goes, hey, what happened? By that time, he was gone. Yeah, we can cut and paste you in there, buddy. So we've got a picture of me wearing the tux. Lord British wearing his black and whatever he was wearing. He was dressed very nicely. And Craig dressed up as Fry with a clip-on bow tie.
That's what the Photoshop is.
Wonderful. We're going to have to post some of these pictures if you haven't seen them already on Facebook. What was before the Parsecs? I'm going backwards and now I'm losing it. Oh, we did Star... Oh, we did our Mystery Science Theater... Yeah, we did the Mystery Science Theater version of Star Trek V again.
Actually, wait a minute. I think that's the most I've enjoyed watching that
movie. You enjoyed watching that movie?
Sure, we were cracking at it because we didn't really watch it.
No, we weren't watching it. We were just having fun. So we tried this, what was it, 3 years ago maybe? It was at least two.
What's that?
2 years or 3 years ago that we did Star Trek V.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah. And the audio didn't work, so we never released it. So, because Scott is here and he's new, we thought we'd have some fun and do it again. And it was a lot of fun. We consumed mass quantities, had some munchies, but we didn't have a bottle opener. My Romulan ale, well, yeah, the beer was frozen in the freezer by accident. I didn't have a bottle opener. So I ran down to the liquor store at about 12:20 this morning. They don't open until 12:30. So now I look like some desperate wino sitting outside the little corner liquor store just so I can buy a bottle opener. They finally open up and I asked them, 20 people rush in behind me looking for their booze to get their 12:30 fix. And I asked the man, do you have a bottle opener? He goes, bottle opener or can opener? Beer bottle. You know, because he was wanting like wine bottles and he's got all kinds of things. I want the 79 cent thing because we went over to CVS. All they had was a $6 souvenirs made out of pewter. Like, I don't need a souvenir. My wife will kill me if I bring home a souvenir. I want the 79 cent El Cheapo.
By the way, I was a little confused by the souvenir shark Atlanta bottle opener.
Well, the Atlanta Museum is over here, I guess. He was confused by the shark Atlanta bottle opener museum. Anyway. Yeah. Sharknado may be filmed here. Who knows? Yeah.
Shark-lana.
So I go in to get my 99-cent bottle opener, and the man says, oh, I didn't have any cash on me. I hand him the credit card. He goes, minimum $5 purchase. Fine. Throw in a couple bags of chips. So we have something to snack on during this sucky movie. Now I really look like a desperate wino with my munchies and my bottle opener. We have a bottle opener because I used to have a nice Romulan ale bottle opener that I kept in my computer bag. My kids would give me crap about it. Dad, you really drink that much on business trips? Well, yes. Yes, I do. At one point, I must have cleaned out my computer bag, sorted out old chargers and things I don't need, because as you travel, that bag gets heavier and heavier and heavier. Because you need to keep adding things in. So I took everything out, and I must have taken it out. Now with everything packed up for the move, I have no freaking clue where it is. I have sneaky suspicions, but I don't know where that bottle opener is. I want it back. Because I can't get another one, because the Star Trek Experience is closed in Las Vegas, and I am off on wild tangents left and right.
Let's talk about Vegas now.
I don't know. I'm going back and forth. Craig's wondering about how we got on Vegas. Where were we? Oh, we were as far as back as movie, then the liquor store. Did we? Oh, Waffle House. We started the day with Waffle House.
You also sound like an angry old man now.
I know. My voice is getting worse as this goes on.
He's getting angry. And then there's kids.
That's kids. That's kids, I tell you.
Hack my Wi-Fi. That's kids.
You broke him. Waffle
House. Well, we get to Waffle House and we try to reserve a table.
Hit him, Rocky. Hit him.
Yeah, bum, I tell you. Yeah, bum. If that's the only voice I can do, because my regular voice won't work, that's all I'm going to do then. We sent some messages out, what was it, last night before everybody turned in or extremely late otherwise, because we were at the Hilton until, what, about 1 a.m.? Midnight-ish? I remember we posted our shows like close to 1 a.m. And I started sending out the text messages, Facebook messages to the crowd. Hey, who wants to meet at the Waffle House? My voice is all broken now. Who wants to meet at the Waffle? Who wants to meet at the Waffle House at 9 a.m.? Well, Craig and Scott and I were there a little early. We got up and we said, hey, let's go. We're not doing anything else. And we were there about 8:30. 8:20, 8:30-ish. We said, we're a little late. Maybe we can save a table. You can't save tables at the Waffle House. They want you in, they want you eat, they want you out. So they think, because they know it's going to get really busy.
And they were super nice about it.
Yeah, he stopped by a couple of times. He goes, your friend's here? And Mark had said, I'm on my way. From Kentucky, I guess.
I almost drowned myself in the shower, to my defense, okay?
You didn't even respond to like 2 p.m. What?
I did. My text messages are really slow.
Yo, like 4 hours slow. I don't know.
You're using
carrier pigeon for your carrier, I guess.
One character, she's got 9,600.
So. We were just finishing up, and Clinton says, I'm on my way. All three of us. Like, three? Clinton, Anyway, oh, yeah, yeah, Bonnie and his son Nathan, because Nathan had joined us.
Yes,
he came down from.
Nathan.
We finally met Nathan. He is a real person. But they didn't have any place to sit, because the booths are all full. So we got up and hoped that they could slip in, but that wouldn't be fair for the patrons who had been there for 20 minutes already. So, oh, no, no, no. And it was interesting, because you walk into the Waffle House. Did you get accosted by the nicety? Hi, welcome to Waffle House. We're so glad you came here. Like, and you're walking in and barely conscious, going, oh, my aching head. Stop. Yeah, yeah. It was sickly sweet hospitality is what it was. Oh, but that hospitality gets thrown out the window when you try and give somebody your booth, right? Oh, yeah, no, 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 we can't do that. We can't do that. It's like, I understand. I understand. So we walk out, and I think we finally got a text from you and Robert, and you were on your way, so we never really saw you guys until the Parsec Awards tonight. Did you have a good breakfast? Yeah, the wrong way. Okay, this is from the woman who just wandered around half of Atlanta looking for Pacific Rim last night. You have a smartphone.
It's Google Maps' fault, okay?
It was, this is not right.
It's...
Alice Paul,
I know,
yeah.
I will concur that Google Maps has a hard time putting your geolocation when they keep jumping around from tower to tower, because there are a lot of people here and we're kind of overwhelming the network, right? And you just turn on the map and say, where am I? And that blue dot keeps jumping like a half a block in any direction, going, what the heck? I'm on the roof next door. I don't even know where I am. But it is a little confusing, so I'll cut you some slack on that it is possible. So, it has been a fun day. We are heading home tomorrow, but Scott and I have a rather late flight, 7 p.m.-ish.
30.
Yeah,
you
something
get
like
story straight on.
We'll get that straight.
What happens in Atlanta stays in Atlanta.
And we will be heading home. I will be getting home to a house with no kids. My wife should be back from her mom's, and we begin a new lifestyle, and in 2 weeks, we move. I did have a number. What?
A new lifestyle.
I had.
Naked and afraid.
No, we're not doing naked and afraid. Maybe in the backyard, in the new pool, you know, whatever you want. But, yeah.
Oh, you're going to love this freestyle.
Keep listening. 101, we'll talk to you more when I have a voice back.
Post this.
Bye.
One of your stories.